Ask a question. Watch out. Well, what, ask the one that's most important, and you can't wait another week. Because next week's another week, you can ask a question if you're still here or whatever. So let's pick out the most important one. No, go ahead, speak.
I would like to know in Shishik Shastakam, it is in the first verse, it is this description of Vidya Vanujivanam, that it is, the knowledge is like a wife. And I cannot understand how this is.
Vidya Vanujivanam. You're asking a question about Shikshastaka by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the first verse, Chaitadharamarta, Vidyavada Jivanam. These are seven glories of the holy name, Vidyavada Jivanam. That is Nam Sankirtan, congregational chanting of Krishna's name, because it says Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtan. It doesn't say Japa. This is the glories of Sankirtan. Vidyavada. Vadu means a new bride, not just some married woman. It means if someone just got married is a Vadu. Gopi Vadu, Braj Vadu. Gopis are all newly married eternally. Radharani is only 14 years old. She never gets 15, 16, 17, 39, 49, 59. She's always 14. 14 years, 2 months, and 15 days. Eternally. So they're all young girls, just got married. So Vidya Vada Jivanam, because Vidya is Shakti, is one of Krishna's powers, and Shakti is feminine. So Vidya, so a new, why is knowledge, this, the holy name purifies our consciousness and bhakti, and fills it with bhakti, and bhakti brings transcendental knowledge. Now, transcendental knowledge, it says it's translated, it's the wife of all transcendental knowledge. What it means is, Vidya Vada Jivanam means it's the. When someone gets married, a man gets married, he receives a wife. Generally, they're young in traditional Vedic culture, Indian culture. Not modern, traditional. So a young bride represents Lakshmi Devi, goddess of fortune. So his life becomes very beneficial, very fortunate, and very auspicious, and very satisfying. So the Nam Sankirtan gives one transcendental knowledge, which is very fresh, very satisfying, and very fulfilling. Like a new bride is for a husband. So Vidya Vadu Jivanam. The spiritual knowledge is called Paravidya. Paravidya means transcendental spiritual knowledge. It's like a fresh bride. It brings hope. It brings satisfaction. It brings fulfillment. It brings completeness. A man becomes complete when he marries properly, proper wife. She brings Lakshmi. Lakshmi, if you have Lakshmi Devi, your life is complete, full. So this transcendental knowledge, Nam Sankirtan, gives us transcendental knowledge, which just makes us feel complete, satisfied, happy, as a man feels with a new bride. That's why, because knowledge, Vidya, is like Saraswati, is the goddess of knowledge. She's feminine. Knowledge is feminine. Vidya is feminine. So she's not just an old hag, some old lady. Knowledge is fresh, tender, beautiful, sweet, fragrant. This is the knowledge of transcendental knowledge. So that knowledge already exists, but until our heart becomes purified, we can't have the experience of that knowledge. So Chaitadharvana Marjanam. First, our chitta becomes purified, our mind and consciousness become purified, then the knowledge is always around us. It's floating in the atmosphere. It's floating in the books. And when we become purified by Nam Sankirtan, then the transcendental knowledge can settle and fill our heart. And when that transcendental knowledge fills our heart, we feel complete and full as if we married a new, beautiful girl. Vidya Vadu Jivanam. That's what I understand it to mean. But, you know, that's the analogy is man-oriented man being fulfilled by woman. But because knowledge is feminine, that's the analogy that fits. But it equally applies to a lady, sadhak, sadvi, because the concepts are the same, whether the man or woman. You feel complete, feel fulfilled, feel sense of freshness, satisfaction, fulfillment when transcendental knowledge fills your heart. And it can have its, it'll fill the heart and have its effect of satisfaction, fulfillment when the heart is cleansed and purified by Nam Sankirtan, Chaito Dharpana Marjanam. Without getting married. Not that you literally have to get married, but that analogy is used. That's why there's men and women, they're supposed to be together in marriage. That's generally the way the world goes. But there are also celibate, single men and women live all life like that. And if they're spiritualists, they become happy.